Good morning. Good to have you here on this wintry weather. I was saying I'm confident that spring is around the corner, but not everybody is sure of that. We might have a little winter left. So this morning I'm going to just lead us in a meditation that kind of the context is our teaching forum on same-sex marriage, which, as Lonnie said, is a hot button issue, diversity of viewpoints in the church at large. And so I'm going to read three passages that all deal with the theme of unity. So the first is Psalm 133, verse 1. And then I'm going to just offer a few words of reflection, meditation on these passages. First, from Psalm 133, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Then over to Jesus' teaching, or his prayer really, his high priestly prayer, John 17. And there I'll read verses 20 to 23. Jesus prays to his Father, "My prayer is not for them alone," his disciples, those who've come to him already. "I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I and them and you and me. May they be brought," and here's the key verse, "may they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." Brought to complete unity. And then especially the passage we'll look at with a little closer view is Ephesians chapter 4, and I'll read verses 1 to 6. "As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love." And then the key verse, "make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So in understanding the Christian faith and life, if you were teaching a new believer or someone interested in Jesus and what he teaches, there are many important doctrines. God the creator of heaven and earth, God the provider of his world and for us, his people. With the coming of Jesus in the day of Pentecost, there was the learning that there are three divine persons who talk to each other, enjoy fellowship, work together in perfect unity. And there's the doctrine of Jesus as our Savior, that on the cross he died to save us from our sins, by his sheer love and grace, not by our works. But there is one biblical doctrine that has often been given too little attention: unity. Unity among God's people. And this is an important biblical teaching. We find it, as we just read in the Old Testament, Psalm 133, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people dwell together in unity." We find it in Jesus' teaching, John 17, verse 23. "May they," he prays, "be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." And that prayer request for unity is so striking. Jesus assumes here that Christian unity is essential for the world to understand that God sent Jesus and that God loves the world as much as he does his own son. That's how important unity is. And then we find the theme also in the teaching of Jesus' apostles. Take Apostle Paul in Ephesians 4, verse 3, where he writes, "Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." So you can see that unity is a significant biblical doctrine. Here, just for a few moments, I'm going to focus on our Ephesians 4 text and pose this question. In his letter to the Ephesian church, Paul addresses all kinds of things. Why would he think it important or needful to make a call for unity? And I think the answer is because maintaining unity in the Ephesian church was not easy. Here's the backdrop. Why wasn't it easy? The Ephesian church included a vast diversity of people. There were some Jews with their Old Testament laws and customs and practices baked in to their outlook. There were Gentiles who came to saving faith in Jesus. And as we all know, for centuries there had been enmity, deep enmity between Jew and Gentile. And even among the Gentiles in this metropolitan city, there was a tremendous diversity of identities and cultures. So dealing with that kind of diversity in the life and ministry of the Ephesian church was a challenge. And like any church, discovery has its share of diversity. We have different ages. We have diversity in our education, diversity in our jobs, some diversity of race and ethnicity. We have diversity in the houses and neighborhoods in which we live. We have diversity in viewpoints on various matters. So we need to hear God's word here just as much as the Ephesian church. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And notice that Paul says, make every effort. So unity doesn't just happen by itself, by default. No, it takes work. Unity takes commitment. It takes effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit. So as we address the same-sex issue, I expect that maintaining unity will take some effort. And finally, I just want to highlight one way that we can make that effort, one way we can make the effort to maintain Christian unity. And Paul mentions it in the prior verse, verse 2, and there he writes, "Be completely humble." Completely humble. And here's a snappy definition of humble. Humility is having a properly modest view of yourself. Properly modest. Not an inflated, proud view, but neither a low self-image. Oh, I'm just lousy. Not respecting the image of God, our dignity. A properly modest view of ourselves. And so with humility, you don't always think that you know better than others. You don't always think that you've got to get your way. And think about it, in the church of any size, not everyone can get their way all the time. In the songs we sing, in the length of our worship services, in the kinds of ministries we invest in the ways that the budget is allocated, in the decisions that the elders and deacons make together. So not everyone gets their way all the time, and to navigate that, we need humility. You know, what if every time you didn't get your way, you just left the church? Well, there could be no church, no collection of God's people. So in humility, we work together, we value the views of others, and we look not only to our own interests and preferences. So today and next week, we're going to address the issue of same-sex marriage. We will carefully study the key biblical passages. We will listen to one another. And more broadly, in this time of transition, we will seek together to discern the Spirit's leading in the next steps before us. So, brothers and sisters, in the process, along the way, let's make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I'm going to offer a pastoral prayer, and then we are going to move into the teaching forum in a moment. But will you bow your heads with me? God, our Father, thank you for your word and the guide it is to us, just how it shows us the path that is good and right. And God and our Father, you have been so, so good to us. We identify with Psalm 100, for the Lord is good, his love endures forever, his faithfulness continues through all generations. So God, thank you for the varied seasons, each with its own appeal and activities. Thank you for warm clothes and cozy homes in the winter. Thank you for favorite meals and family or friends to share them with. Thank you for meaningful jobs. And thank you for the love and support we find here at Discovery Church. And Jesus, you've taught us, ask and it will be given to you, knock and the door will be opened, seek and you will find. And so together now we exercise that privilege. We ask for your help, your provision. We humbly ask that you would provide for each of our individual needs. You know us by name, Lord. You love us, each one. Where classes at school are difficult, grant us clear minds and persistence in learning. Where our jobs are demanding or stressful, grant us energy and a calm spirit. Lord, where an important relationship is frayed or damaged, grant us the grace of humility and the readiness to ask forgiveness and to be reconciled. And where our future is uncertain and unclear, grant us trust that you will lead us each day, each step forward. Gracious God, today we pray again for Renee Sauser. Things are settling down after Pastor Paul's funeral and burial, but Renee faces so many adjustments. May she sense your loving nearness when she feels lonely. Surround her with devoted family and friends, and grant her courage when steps to resume life seem hard. And having fulfilled her call to love and care for Paul till the end, now in the months ahead, give her a fresh sense of calling and purpose in her life. And Jesus, you are the Lord of the church, including our church, Discovery. We ask for your rich blessing on our life and ministry together. Bless the teaching forum today. Through sacred scripture, may we understand your purposes and your will for us. In this transition season ahead, may we be one in faith and hope and love. Please bless the transition team meeting this coming Tuesday evening. May your Holy Spirit, by your Spirit, may we find collective discernment about healthy steps forward for Discovery Church. And Jesus, you are Lord, not of us individually or of our church, of our nation. This is an extraordinary time for our country. Our new administration has been issuing a flurry of orders and directives. We pray that every step that is good and needed, may it go forward. Every step that may be short-sighted or even selfish, may it be reconsidered and retracted. Give our leaders wisdom to know the difference. And finally, Lord, we pray for our world. Grant wisdom and integrity and a heart for peace to all world leaders. Help, by your mercy, the poor, the oppressed, the endangered, and the hopeless. Move your global church to love their neighbor in every way possible for body and soul. And may the good news of Jesus our Savior and Lord spread hope and healing and peace across the earth. We pray all this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.